Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. Well, we have a big order of things happening this morning. After our moment of reflection, we will host our volunteer meeting. It'll be very brief. If no one calls in, then we'll take a short break and then go into completing or continuing our talk about the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, and why black women are having so many of the abortions at the Planned Parenthood clinics. So right now we're going to have a moment of reflection. Immediately following the moment of reflection, you're going to hear Quranic recitation with English translation, and then we'll just continue to move forward. Please forgive me for running a little bit behind this morning. I don't know why my computer is kind of stalling on me today. Well, no, when technology works, it works. When it doesn't, it doesn't. Our moment of reflection begins now.
اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة مشركون.
They are reckoning draws nigh for mankind, while they turn away in heedlessness.
ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوا وهم يلعبون.
Never cometh there unto them a new reminder from their Lord, but they listen to it while they play.
لاهيةً قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون.
With hearts preoccupied, and they confer in secret. The wrongdoers say, is this other than a mortal like you? Will he then succumb to magic when you see it?
قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
He says, my Lord knoweth what is spoken in the heaven and the earth. He is the hearer, the knower.
بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأول.
Nay, say they, these are but muddled dreams. Nay, he hath but invented it. Nay, he is but a poet. Let him bring us a portent, even as those of old who were God's messengers were sent with portent.
ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون.
Not a township believed of those which we destroyed before them, though we sent them portent. Would they then believe?
وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
And we sent not as our messengers before thee other than men whom we inspired. Ask the followers of the reminder if you know not.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ.
We gave them not bodies that would not eat food, nor were they immortal.
ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ.
fulfilled the promise unto them. So we delivered them, and whom we would, and we destroyed the prodigals.
لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون.
Now we have revealed unto you a scripture wherein is your reminder. Have you then no sense?
وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين.
How many a community that dealt unjustly have we shattered and raised up after them another folk?
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. As we make our way to our studio, that usually takes us about 15 seconds, we'd like to welcome you to the show this morning. Those of you who are listening using your tablets, your laptops, and other devices, you can call in to 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. We'd like for you to call in. That way you can ask questions and get personal answers. Before we go into our volunteer meeting, we're going to take about a 15-second break to give you time for those of you who want to call in. We'll be right back in about 15 seconds. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. For those who may be tuning in and you do not know who the Bayatu Salam Network is, or you have maybe a very vague idea of who we are a nonprofit international domestic violence awareness organization. We assist survivors of domestic abuse with temporary housing, referrals for transitional housing and permanent housing. We've been fortunate to be able to actually help people find, you know, roommates, or at least be put in a way that they can have an area where they can find roommates on their own. We also assist with Sadaqa for bus fare and gas money. Weekly, we distribute groceries to families who temporarily are just real low on funds and can't buy enough food for their families. Many people who worked during the Christmas season are now being laid off. It's going to be a while before they find other work. There are people who have been ill, and they can keep their jobs. However, they do not have paid sick leave. Then there are other people who are ill, who have ailments, and they're finding out that they're not able to continue to work as they have in the past, and they have applied for Social Security disability, and also maybe the SNAP program, and that's the new term for food stamps. And so they're waiting to be, you know, approved for those services. We also, and one of our main things is that we provide education. That's why we are on this internet radio program. It's a great way to provide education. We can reach a whole lot of people via this radio format. We air live, like we're live right now. When this show ends, about anywhere from 20 minutes up, maybe 20 to 30 minutes afterwards, the show is ready on tape. You can go to the same link that you came to listen to the program live and listen to it at your leisure. We're setting up here in Metro Atlanta. We have relocated. We are in the CAB Family Life Center, 3300 Memorial Drive, D5. That's around the back. So our phone number is 770-255-8500. As of this Monday, we'll be open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 12 noon to 4 p.m. So you can bring your donations for the food pantry. You can bring your donations of clothing items for our recycle program. You can come in and talk with us face-to-face. So you'll have a place where you can actually identify where we are and where you can come to. Okay, I don't see anyone on the line right now. So if you are a volunteer with the Beatus Alum Network, Inc., I'm going to ask you to call in to 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. If you're not a volunteer with our organization, you're welcome to call in as well. We're going to take another quick break and then come back and start the meeting. Assalamu alaikum. The Beatus Alum Network, Inc., our website is at www.baitusalam.org. www.baitusalam.org. Our volunteers are the lifeline for our organization. We raise money, however, at this time we do not have enough money to pay a full staff of anywhere from 7 to maybe 11 people to get the things done that we need to do. So volunteers come in handy. We have two paid staff members right now. One is paid a stipend of $100 a month. The other person is paid a very, very, very small salary of $800 per month. And everything else that's not done by the two of us, we lean on volunteers. And we really appreciate our volunteers. To volunteer with the Beatus Alum Network, Inc., all you have to do is let us know that you're interested. Depending on what you want to do, it will determine if you need to have any additional information on you or any background checks that need to be done. If you're going to work with client, you will be submitted to a basic background check. You will have to sign a confidentiality form. It's very important that people can trust us when they come to us. We do need volunteers at the office at this time. We're not open on Tuesdays because we don't have anyone who signed up to work on Tuesdays. Our recycling program is kind of slow right now, but we expect it to pick up by mid-February, and we're going to need more people to work with us at that time. We always need people to help us promote the Beatus Alum Network, Inc. We always need people in communities. We call them ambassadors to help us just get the word out about what's going on, someone that people can come to ask questions, and then people that can let us know what's going on in those communities, what questions are being asked. So we can gauge our educational materials accordingly. If you will go to our radio website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Beatus Alum, www.blogtalkradio.com/Beatus Alum, and click on to our April program. That's the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We take the entire month and talk about sexual assault awareness. Also, October, that's when we talk about domestic violence. Domestic Violence Awareness Month is in October, and we take the entire month to talk about domestic violence awareness. Our next program, we will assist Muslim Men Against Domestic Violence Atlanta and Asadullah with the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. If you'll go to IPHKD.org, www.IPHKD.org, that's the website for the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. You can read that website and pretty much know what's going on. If you have any questions, you can always call 770-255-8500. The last thing I have to say to the volunteers is that we need you. Those of you who are on social media, when you see anything posted about the Beit Islam Network, Inc., especially our daily fundraising posts, our goal is to raise $350 per day, to please repost those at least once. We really need you to do this. We found out that the more postings that go up, more people see them, more money comes in, more information, you know, goes out, and so forth. We also ask volunteers to call in to 770-255-8500 once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, to find out what's going on. And inshallah, later on this quarter, before April 1st, we will have a face-to-face meeting. So volunteers, know that we love you. We appreciate you. We need to hear from you. You are needed. You are wanted. At this time, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go and continue our conversation about the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, and why so many women of African descent, black women in the U.S., are having more abortions than Latino women and Caucasian women. We'll be right back in about 15 seconds. Last week, we were reading from an article about Margaret Sanger, one of the founder of Planned Parenthood. She was part of a movement called eugenics. And that movement was a movement that wanted to weed out people who may be a problem, such as people who may have birth, you know, defects, maybe what they would call feeble-minded or whatever. Eugenics was also a part of World War II, of the Nazi program. It was really meant to purify the country, purify a race. Many of us who are familiar with African-American history know that a lot of the eugenics movement was geared at us. It was just considered that we were inferior and we, you know, just didn't need to be here. Margaret Sanger was also part of the birth control movement. So I'm trying to get to an article that we were using last week. It was called Margaret Sanger in Her Own Words. So as I try to find that right now, I would like you to join me in looking that up. Oh, here, I found it. These are quotes from various articles. She was a prolific writer. And I do believe in some parts that, although some of her language was extremely harsh when it came to eugenics and who should be here and who should not, that she actually felt that she was doing the world good. This shows us that sometimes good intentions don't necessarily lead to good results. This is from Margaret Sanger in Her Own Words, on the rights of the handicapped and mentally ill and racial minorities. More children from the fit, less from the unfit control. And this is a birth control review, May 19, 1919, page 12. On religious convictions regarding sex outside of marriage. The book aims to answer the needs expressed in thousands on thousands of letters to me in the solution of marriage problems. Knowledge of sex, thus frankly and plainly presented, cannot possibly injure healthy, moral young minds. Concealment, suppression, futile attempts to veil the unveilable, these work injury, as they seldom succeed and only render those who indulge in them ridiculous. For myself, I have full confidence in the cleanliness, the open-mindedness, the promise of the younger generation. So this is Margaret Sanger, Happiness in Marriage, Brentano's Bertunnels, New York, 1927. That must have been, that's the publication it was in. On the extermination of blacks, do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said. If it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members, woman's body, woman's rights, a social history of birth control in America by Linda Gordon. That quote is very interesting to me. It can be interpreted two ways. One way is that maybe the eugenics movement was actually focused on the Negro population, as African Americans were called at that time, to just get rid of us. Or maybe they felt there may be a handful of us that may be worthy of living. On respecting the rights of the mentally ill, in her Plan for Peace, Sanger outlined her strategy for eradication of those she deemed feeble-minded. Among the steps included in her evil scheme were immigration restrictions, compulsory sterilization, segregation to a lifetime of farm work, birth control review, April 1932, page 107. And there's a lot here. We probably will be going over this complete article again. We'll be able to use this article again next week. One more thing. On mandatory sterilization of the poor, one of Sanger's greatest influences, sexologist eugenics Dr. Havelock Ellis, with whom she had an affair leading to her divorce from her husband, urged mandatory sterilization of the poor as a prerequisite to receiving any public aid. The Problem of Race Regeneration by Havelock Ellis, page 65, and Margaret Sanger, Father of Modern Society, page 18. Ellis believed that any sex was acceptable as long as it hurt no one. The Sage of Sex, A Life of Havelock Ellis, by Arthur Calder Marshall, page 88. So you see the references to, you know, eradicating the mentally ill, the focus on the Negro population, as we were called back then, not being worthy of, repopulating as others, was the focus of her work. And she is the founder of Planned Parenthood. For those of you who were not listening last week, and this is from Planned Parenthood, just look up Planned Parenthood. Read their annual report, their services, and they give figures as to how many people use those services. One figure that really, really hit me hard was there are over 300,000 abortions that black women had at their clinic. Now, you think about this. Think about that for about 5 seconds. 300,000 abortions black women had at their clinic. Think about women who may go to private doctors and have an abortion because it's legal. Women who go to other clinics to have abortions because it's legal. Now, before anyone says that I'm on the bandwagon, you know, judging people or whatever, I'm not. I question when I read information like this due to African Americans comprise about 12% of the total U.S. population. So if we're having 35% of the abortions in just one organization's clinic, what are we doing? And then the next question is why? Why are black women having all these abortions? When they go to seek information about abortions, are we not given general information that we can take maybe a day or two and look up for ourselves before we decide to terminate a pregnancy? Are we getting objective counseling? And I'm going to step out there and say no. There's no way we can be getting objective counseling across the board and have that many abortions being performed through one set of clinics in the U.S. There's some people pushing their agenda onto the African-American community. Now, also in our community, we need to look at our family and our social setup. We have incest going pretty much unchecked, rape. We have a lot of stuff going on, and we need to clean up our community. We need to make it clear that, no, we're not going to put up with children being molested. We're not going to put up with family members taking advantage of other family members, male and female. There's some things we're just not going to tolerate. We're going to clean up our own community, and once we focus on the reasons why women have abortions, that abortion rate will drop. We need to work on our financial situation in our community. Sure, we have our Beyoncés and our Jay-Zs. We have our Oprah Winfreys, Gayle King. We have business that hasn't completely trickled down to where the average African-American is at least close to having the same income as our Caucasian counterpart. And when we raise our collective finances, when our businesses can hire more people, you're going to see certain things not be a reality in our community. And one of them is that 35% of African-American women having abortions. You cannot convince me that we have that many women in our community that do not care or do not have morals, okay, they're just running wild and free, that are not using birth control, who don't care about themselves, about their bodies, or whatever, that number is that high of women making very poor decisions in their lives, and that's the only reason. Okay, we're down to about a minute left in our show. We're going to ask you to go to Facebook, www.facebook.com. When you go there, in the search box, type in Baitulsalam, Baitulsalam, Network, Inc. You'll see a lot of our postings. You can also go to Facebook and look up my page, Hadia Majid, Hadayai, Majid, Majeed. And you'll see all of our postings. You can make me your, or make a request for me to be your friend on Facebook, and you'll get everything that we're doing. We're going to ask everyone to remember it takes money to do the work that we do. Georgia Power wants money. The water companies want money. It costs to house people. It costs to feed people. So that's why we need to raise a minimum of $350 per day. And we can do it. And we can do it and not burden anyone. We can do it, and people can still support their local places of worship, church, masjid, temple, whatever. You can support other charities. You can continue your way of life. You can take care of your family and still support the Baitulsalam Network, Inc. So please, as we end our show today, thank you for being with us. Remember, our website is at www.baitulsalam.org, www.baitulsalam.net. Our phone number is 770-255-8500, 770-255-8500. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you.